But when you find out who's in charge, then you do something about it. Leaking my house, and I'm telling everybody else, so and so ought to fix my house. And this fella ought to fix my house. He's leaking. He's in control. No, he's not. I'm living in that house. It's my job to make sure it gets fixed. I don't have to fix it, but it's my job to make sure that the house gets fixed. It's my job to make sure that my life and my family life run smoothly and live and operate according to the will of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So according to these verses, whether you say it or pray it, you have to have faith in order for them to work. Why is that? I like this verse here. Because see, Satan can't stop a person that believes God. I say he can't stop him. Psalm 91, verse 1, this is amplified. Listen to what it said. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed. Notice now. Shall remain how? Stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty. If Satan could do something, he could move me from my stable and fixed position. But he can't move me. And that's why he brings fear. That's why he brings doubt. That's why he brings all this stuff trying to make you move and react toward it. No, I'm fixed in my faith position. I'm fixing on what the word of God has said to me, and I believe God. I don't care how much dust you kick up. When it's settled, I'm still fixed. I'm still standing. Hallelujah. Because God, I have found the secret place. What you mean? I found a place that it worked for me. And you're not going to move me out of place of faith. Hallelujah. Why this? Now listen to this. Fixed, stable, and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty. Whose power no foe can withstand. He have to do what I say. No foe can withstand. He have to do when I know this. When I operate in faith. Hallelujah. He can't withstand these faith-filled words. According to Romans 12:3, we have been given the measure of faith. Watch it. Romans 12:3, we have been given the measure. That means everybody got their measure. For I say, through the grace given unto me and to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. That means every man that's born again. According as God, think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man that is the measure of faith. And that's talking about every man who is among us, which is of the household of faith or in the family of God. Now, all men have not faith, but those that's born again, God gave them a measure of faith. Amen. So you have your measure. What you do with it is up to you. It's up to you. You cannot accuse God of not giving you faith because he has said right here, he gave every man the measure of faith. You can't accuse God of giving somebody else more faith than he gave you. He gave every man the measure of faith. And so it's up to you how you grow it, how you develop it. Amen. And how you do it. So that's what we're driving at. I'm going to show you how to do it. If you know the Bible talked about weak faith, little faith, strong faith, no faith. So that let me know there are different levels of faith. Because weak faith is not up to what strong faith is. Little faith is not biggest great faith. Mm-mm. No faith is not even in the running.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. So you can't accuse him not giving you any faith. So So when you were born again, God gave you the measure of faith, and everyone that was born again received that measure. What is faith for? Why did he give you faith? What is it for? Why did he give you faith? Faith is for you to live by. I want you to get this. When the believer can get this, because we don't live by deals and all kind of the stuff people try to do in the natural. You can pull that stuff, but I'm talking about living a victorious, overcoming, triumphant life. If you're going to live it and live it in peace, if you're going to have the peace, now listen to me now. If you're going to have the peace, you're going to have the joy, you're going to have the strength, you're going to have the wealth, you're going to have the control, you're going to have the ability to dominate, you're going to have the authority, and you're not ruled by anybody, not afraid of anybody, not afraid of anything. You get this by the faith life, the life that's God give. And you'll treat people right. You'll do right about folks. You'll obey God. Are you hearing me? Thank you, Jesus. So, what is faith? What is faith for? For you to live that victorious life, the life that God has given you. You can't get no life any higher than that. It's the highest quality of life. It is eternal life. It's everlasting life. And you can live it here in the now and throughout eternity. Once you got born again, that's when your eternity started. That's when it started. What is faith? Why did he give you faith? Faith is for you to live by. Second Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Talking to believers now. We walk by faith and not by sight. That's what we walk by. Faith. Most people walk by sight. If I can't see it, I won't believe it. Well, you'll never have the things of God. Amen. We walk by faith and not by sight. Listen to what Romans 1:17 says. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. What revealed? Paul said in verse 16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. And he said, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Then he said, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And so Romans saying here in verse 17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed. In the gospel that we preach, the righteousness of God is revealed. And it revealed that the just shall live by faith. It is revealed, the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. God is proclaiming his word full of faith. You've been born again, you have faith, and faith is revealed from faith to faith. That you know it is written, the just shall live by faith. So if I'm to live by faith, then I need to know what it is. I need to know how to use it. And I need to know how to get it. And I need to know how to release it. Amen. Amen. So he said, so we asked the question, he said, it's written that the just shall live by faith. Who are the just? Well, the answer to that, those of us that have been declared righteous, we who have been born again, we have been made right with God. There is nothing between you and God. There's nothing between God and me because he has justified me. I've been made right with God. I'm in right standing with God. He does not see me a sinner anymore. I'm a son of God. Hallelujah. Amen. You are a child of God. You are the redeemer of the Lord. And you've been justified. He sees you perfect, flawless, guiltless, not guilty, but guiltless. You are not guilty.